Post-colonial America in all its gentility. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Contentious, nasty, even downright weird. There are ample adjectives that describe this year's presidential contest between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. But the history of America can be seen through politics and art. At a time when works displayed decorum, simplicity, utility. There are a couple hundred works of 18th and early 19th century American art on display at the Huntington near Pasadena, and KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp went to check it out. And she's here with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
First of all, if you're listening and never visited the Huntington, it's one of a kind here in the L.A. area. The title of the show, Hunter, is called Becoming America. Is that what it really sounds like it is?
Well, it certainly reflects a kind of art that was made here in a new democracy. Much of the work comes from the late 18th century, early 19th century, when this was a country of people trying to figure it out, and the culture reflected that. And it's shown beautifully in a kind of cleanly classical new wing designed by Fred Fischer, an L.A. architect here.
We're still trying to figure it out, to be sure, 240-some-odd years later. Tell us about the collection's owners and how this exhibition came about.
Jonathan and Karen Fielding, this is their personal collection. They are philanthropists and very involved in public health issues, have been for a long time, started innocently enough collecting work that reflected utility. So there are abundant crafts. There are quilts and ceramics and pieces of metalwork and notebooks and but then also lots of wonderful furniture that was hand-painted and wonderful examples of how painting and furniture and all the arts really they alluded to the history that was available in America at the time, certainly to English history, but they were redefining it for themselves.
We're still doing art in many ways the same ways, although the technological advances make things a little different these days. But these are like you say, crafts. When you say utility, you're talking about the bare basic types of art.
Well, much of this is art made in a new America where people were often living outside of cities and making their own things, you know. And so when you see these beautiful handmade quilts, which incidentally are marvelously displayed on painted walls, so they actually look quite modern, it's useful to remember that these were the result of quilting bees, people sitting around with time to indulge themselves this way. And when you see the paintings in particular are interesting because they don't have the finesse or the perfection of some of the English swagger portraits, for which the Huntington's own collection is very well known. But they reflect a kind of simplicity and gentility that really define this new America.
So that's over at the Huntington. There is an opera, I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention at the end of this program, that is related to power this weekend as well, right?
Well, I found myself thinking about the issues of power when I was looking at the Fielding collections, about the durability of democracy and the importance of democracy in this country. And then I noticed that Philip Glass's great opera Akhenaten, about the ruler who tried to simplify the spiritual pursuits of his country and became consumed with his own power, and how that brought about a tragic downfall for him. That's going to be on at the LA Opera starting this weekend. And so it's all about power, abuse of power, and thinking about issues of power.
All right. Well, at the Huntington, It's Becoming America is on display now at the Huntington's new Jonathan and Karen Fielding wing in San Marino, right next to Pasadena. And then the opera, too. Wow. So much to think about. And Election Day is Tuesday. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.